where do you kind of feel you guys are at right now? Is it sort of, let's just roll the ball on camp and see
what three guys establish themselves?
I mean, I know you have draft pieces that fit in certain spots, but...
I think it's a good group. I think the guys are working hard. I think it would all play itself out. So, in terms of depth right now, we call it really a rep chart. Guys are just getting reps. There's really no depth chart right now.
There's nothing.
It's open competition, and there's a lot of practices. There's a lot of, preseason games. It'll all work itself out. So we're not really worried about depth right now, who's a starting, who's backup, because really that stuff works itself out over practices and games.
What kind of dynamic is that? Because usually when you come in every year, there's at least one or two guys that are pretty much established at least one.
Well, we're a new staff.
To create that open competition, I'm sure that's a different dynamic, but helpful for all the players to know it's up for grabs.
Yeah, I mean, we're starting from scratch here. So, I mean, the guys know that. We're a new staff. We're getting to know them, their strengths and weaknesses. They're learning a new system. So, you know, every year, no matter where you are, you got to start over. It's a new season. New guys emerge. So that's what we're doing. We're teaching our system. Guys are getting a lot of reps right now. And so, again, it'll all play itself out. But the attitude, the effort, I mean, been really impressed with the group. It's a really good group of guys.
How would you separate the traits of Will, Mike, and Sam, what you are making for?
Yeah, so I think of a Will linebacker. You know, you think of a great Will linebacker in the system. You think of Derek Brooks. You think of a speed guy, fast. You think of a Mike linebacker, bigger body. You think of a great guy in the system, Brian Urlacher. You think of a bigger guy. Sam is a guy that's going to play really in base offense, first and second down. So those guys don't play as much. You know, they play 20 to 25 snaps because you're going to be in sub. The nickel comes in, the Sam comes out. So trait-wise, the Will's probably the more the athletic of the three. The Mike's the bigger guy, and the Sam's more of a, you know, base offense, first and second down player.
And Chris was telling us Darius Leonard has those traits that you want to...
Yeah. Darius is, right now he's a Will linebacker. But he's a big, strong, athletic guy, so he can be a lot of things.
Be honest, does the Mike position worry you?
No.
Why not?
Again, because I like the group. I think they work hard.
Who's the group?
Well, the group that we have on our roster right now.
I mean, it's not Morrison? Is it?
Again, I think it's an open competition. We've only been with these guys for a month now, so in terms of who's going to be our starting Mike right now, I can't answer that.
Okay.
I think all these guys are getting reps at it, and again, it's going to be an open competition, and that's what they're hearing right now, and that's what we're doing. And so really, it's hard because, you know, until you play games and really practice. And
yeah, I mean, you're not playing football yet.
Right. So again, we're going off classroom, and we're going off, you know, phase two. We can't even go against each other. So it's hard to definitively say, hey, this is our guy.
So how long in reality does the 3-4 to the 4-3? Because you can do all the stuff in the offseason, you can add personnel, and that helps, but it's going to take a couple years, right?
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
Well, because, you know, we're a system.
You get to the quarterback, that helps, right?
Yeah. I mean, we're a system where, you save it for the week. You know, we're going to teach our values. We don't have a ton of different things that we do. We do what we do. So in terms of, like, teaching what we do, it's simple.
Okay.
We make the simple complex. So in terms of learning it, the learning is going to be we're going to make it as simple as possible for these guys so they can play fast.
Okay.
So there's not going to be a whole lot of variables in what we do. We do what we do, and we're going to play fast.
Okay. I think you kind of understand the intrigue of Zach's question.
And
obviously you aren't putting starters down right now, but
right.
I'm sure you guys sharing that same intrigue of who's going to step up.
Yeah, that's what's great about it, is because it'll play itself out. And so, you know, you have your thoughts, you have your ideas, but you don't really know until you start playing the games. So you start practicing 11-on-11 football, run, pass, you have all those elements, and then you can really see who's going to be your one group, who's going to be your two group.
Do you feel like, especially at that middle position, more of it's mental, or is it less? How is the guy going to separate himself from the others besides just the basic?
We always talk about
downhill,
hits on the ball. Guy who can get to the ball carrier, whether it's run or pass, guys that can react. It's not just who's the fastest, who's the biggest. It's guys who can get to the ball carrier, whether it's a run player or a pass play. In a lot of linebacker play is instincts. So you guys got to have great instincts. Now you're in the middle of the defense, so you got to see a whole lot.
Right.
You got to see guard pulls. You got to see running back. You got to see drop back, play action, boot. There's a lot of things you have to see. So that's where your instincts take over sometimes.